So let's take some time to bring this moment to life in our imaginations, as if we were joining the two Marys at the tomb. Imagine that we've woken unusually early, just before dawn. So, you know, I might imagine the pinkness of the sky as it grows lighter in the east. I can hear the first birds singing. Arriving at Jesus' tomb, I glance at the two Marys and I notice their puffy eyes from crying in a bad night's sleep. I nervously nod to acknowledge the two Roman guards at the tomb entrance. The garden is beautiful, even in the half light, its trees and the scent of flowers on the dew of a new morning. Suddenly, a rumble, a thunder, everything shakes. Mary shrieks, the soldiers curse, and a dazzling light appears. Squinting in terror at its brightness, I make out the shadow of a person within its light. They are pushing that massive boulder aside, while the guards lie motionless, unconscious, or pretending to be so. The angel hops up onto the rock, and I notice light dancing inside the tomb. And then the angel looks at me, smiles at me, and says in the loudest whisper I ever heard, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." Are there things frightening me today? And where are the sources of my anxiety? You may like to clench these fears in your fists and feel their tension in your body. And now, slowly, let's relax our fists and open our palms to God, repeating these words in the quietness of our hearts. I trust you. Back to our imagining. Having the angel told me, "Do not be afraid," the angel gives me a second command. Go quickly and tell. Me and Oitato, let's pray together. Risen Lord Jesus, as your people on every continent rejoice today in your resurrection, may your gospel, your good news, be powerfully proclaimed with action and words, so that many people will realize your great love and purpose and hope for them, and that this would lead to them responding with love for you and joining you in your reconciling work of making all things new. We bring to mind people we know now and pray for them. Amen.